Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today, we report on a recent conference for immigrants to the United States. New York State and other officials told the gathering that immigrants are welcome in the state.
We want to make sure that immigrants will stay in New York, understand that they are wanted in New York.
Later in the show, we report on research that shows poverty is not just about a lack of money.
It needs a measure that looks at the other aspects of people's life, like bad health, bad education, no water and sanitation, or poor housing.
Welcoming new arrivals to the U.S. and measuring poverty not just by how much money you have. We will explore these issues today on As It Is. More than 4 million first-generation immigrants live in New York State. Government officials, community activists, and activists working for immigrants often talk about the many complex issues that immigrants face. But people who care for the different needs of immigrants often have trouble agreeing on a plan of action. Today, we go to a conference designed to change that. Cesar A. Perales is the Secretary of State for New York State.
Sure.
He spoke at a conference called This Land Is Your Land Too.
I think the importance of today is that we are seeing representatives of the community-based agencies, not-for-profit groups who work with immigrants, coming down, sitting with government officials, both at the New York City, New York State, and even the federal government level. Learning about each other, wanting to work with one another to ensure that the system works well.
Mr. Perales says his state has an economic interest in welcoming immigrants.
From a very selfish perspective, these newcomers are very, very important to our economy. They provide labor, they start businesses. And so we want to make sure that immigrants will stay in New York, understand that they are wanted in New York.
Nisha Agarwal is New York City's Commissioner for Immigrant Affairs. She wants to make it easier for immigrants to stay in the city. She supports efforts to help undocumented immigrants become U.S. citizens one day, or at least receive legal permission to stay.
People's lives are transformed. They can be pulled out of poverty and stay out of poverty if they have appropriate legal status.
Ms. Agarwal says the immigration rules now in place hurt families.
Breadwinners being deported and permanently removed from their family, kids entering the foster care system because of that, and just people living in fear because they don't have appropriate immigration status. That's not in anybody's interest.
She says one recent study found that 25% of young immigrants were able to stay in the United States legally, but they did not know it.
They've been living undocumented, and they don't have to be. And I think that's astounding.
Camille Mackler is a lawyer for the New York Immigration Coalition, which organized the conference. She says providing correct legal immigration to immigrants living in cities and in rural areas can be difficult, but for different reasons.
In New York City, we face communities that are a lot more insular, a lot more closed in on themselves, where we're having a hard time getting the trust of the communities to have them to come out and meet with representatives outside of their communities to get help. Upstate, the problem is that they're spread out. They're a lot more widespread, and they're also not participating in any sort of civic life. They're not part of the towns. They purposely stay outside of the towns. They fear profiling, they fear discrimination, and they fear law enforcement.
The New York Immigration Coalition operates a program to train citizens who are not lawyers. Other groups make it easier for immigrants to attend English classes and to connect skills with job training. They also work with immigrants to help them start a business. They want immigrants to know that this land is their land, too. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Poverty is not just about money. Oxford University in Britain says poverty also means not having enough food, education, health care, and shelter. Earlier this month, Oxford University released its latest measure of poverty. It is called the Multidimensional Poverty Index, or MPI. Researchers gathered information from 108 countries, where 78% of the world's population lives. Oxford says about 1.6 billion of those people are what it calls multidimensionally poor. It says most live in rural areas. Sabina Alkire is the head of the Oxford Poverty and Human Development Initiative. She describes multidimensional poverty.
I mean a person who has different things going wrong at the same time. They might not have many assets, and they might have malnutrition, and they might not have more than 5 years of schooling. So several things are going wrong in their life at the same time. That's what it means to be multidimensionally poor. It's not just one.
The MPI found that in nearly 50 developing countries, half of the poor people should be called destitute. In other words, having an extreme lack of basic living standards. About 420 million people are considered destitute. Most of them live in South Asia. About 343 million live in India. The MPI found there are 200 million destitute people in 24 African countries. Niger has the highest percentage of its population listed as destitute, almost 69%. An individual's earnings is the most common measure of poverty. But Dr. Alkire says more information is needed to tell the whole story.
It needs a measure that looks at the other aspects of people's life, like bad health, bad education, no water and sanitation, or poor housing, and sees how they're doing in those, because actually it's not the same people who are poor in both. And so both measures together give a more balanced picture of how people are living.
She says that in some places, many people have a poor diet, but they are not considered poor.
For example, in Bhutan, according to their national poverty measure, 12% of people are income poor and 12.7% are multidimensionally poor, but only a quarter of those, 3.2%, are poor in both.
But she believes that policies aimed at reducing poverty are